Michigan has made huge investments to develop alternative energy sources such as wind, solar, and biomass. But like the rest of the country, Michigan is still primarily fossil fuel driven economy. Crude oil is big business in Michigan, especially in Jackson. In 2012, more than 1 million barrels were produced there, three times more than any other county. Oil drilling also extracts a brine that's mixed in with the petroleum. Right now, the saltwater waste product is shipped out of the drilling area by truck. One leading oil producer is asking the EPA for permission to bury the brine on site. That idea has many local residents concerned about the potential environmental effects of on their community. Current State's Kevin Lavery reports.
In a state renowned for its water, the Irish Hills area is something unique. Just off US 12 near Brooklyn, locals in this tourist mecca have a saying here, 52 lakes in 15 minutes. On blustery days, whitecaps froth and slam against shorelines dotted with vacation cottages.
This is the greatest secret out. There's 50 lakes within an 8-mile radius of here. So it's just water. It's water, water everywhere.
John Bancroft retired here after a career teaching high school geography. About 3 years ago, he began to see something new on the landscape. Man-made steel digging for nature's buried treasure. Bancroft wanted to learn more, so he drew a homemade map and started doing his own digging.
A geographer looks at the impact that we have on the land, the relationship and the resources. You look at things thoroughly. And so I just started doing it. Make a map, find your location, and see what's happening at that location, and it just was natural.
What's happening in southern Michigan is a Texas-sized oil boom. In 2009, a large oil field was discovered here in what's called the Trenton Black River Formation. It's a naturally fractured zone of 450 million-year-old rock that yields more crude oil than any place else in the state. Jack pumps, some people call them horseheads, growl in mechanized chorus 24 hours a day. They penetrate the ground 4,000 feet or more, extracting oil, natural gas, and saltwater brine. The mixture flows through a network of pipes to one of a number of processing stations where the elements are separated in large tanks. Traverse City-based West Bay Exploration owns this facility. Tim Baker is vice president of engineering and operations. He says a strong safety regimen guides all phases of the process.
We actually pioneered this in the state, also with the groundwater monitoring wells. We also have vapor recovery systems on all the tanks so that there's no hydrocarbon gases that are vented to the atmosphere. That's why we try to keep a clean, clear environment so that if there's anything that happens, we see it.
There's a faint odor in the air, but not an offensive one. Baker says this oil comes from sweet wells. A sweet well contains no hydrogen sulfide, the pungent gas that's usually associated with rotten eggs. Until recently, West Bay used to burn off the excess gas through flaring. But with the resurgence of natural gas as a domestic fuel, the company is capturing the propane, butane, and methane to sell to regional gas lines. Tanker trucks are a constant presence in a processing station. Baker points to two trucks waiting to take on their payload. Two different products, two different destinations.
Yeah, the red truck is a 300-barrel tanker that's loading brine water to take to their Siler disposal well in Calhoun County. And then a white and green truck here to our right is loading propane and butane mix, and that actually is exported to Canada, I'm ashamed to admit.
Here's where the oil business gets a little sticky. As many as 40 tanker trucks a day travel the many roads that crisscross the Irish Hills. Residents aren't happy about the wear and tear, the noise, and the diesel fuel emissions. But mostly they're worried about something that hasn't happened yet. John Bancroft, the ex-geography teacher, is gazing out across the Raisin River. It's a particularly scenic vista. An ancient glacier carved out this marshland that grows thick with grass. It's a wildlife playground.
You can hear the red-winged blackbirds. The males are claiming their territory out here this time of year, waiting for the females. And there's a couple mallards there. There's all kinds of Canadian geese. We just saw a turtle. This piece of water right here is very clean. This is as good as you get, you know.
But about a year ago, a close call on this road nearly disrupted all that.
A brine truck rolled over on its side right there on the other side in the marsh, empty, on its way to be filled up. A little bit of diesel oil came out of its tank, and they put the booms in to mitigate that, and they cleaned it all up. And then they built this maybe mile and a half highway here, a beautiful road, because a lot of traffic comes up and down here, and that they couldn't have it on that dirt road without a disaster happen. And that's the fear.
That fear is on Tim Baker's mind, too. West Bay Exploration wants to avoid a spill, and it doesn't want to have to pay for so many trucks coming and going at all hours. The company would rather pump the brine back into the ground. It's asking the Environmental Protection Agency for a permit to build two injection wells in the area. An injection well is only about half as deep as a conventional drilling well, about 2,600 feet. West Bay Exploration believes it's a safe depth for disposal. The EPA is considering that application. Last year, when the issue first came up, the EPA held a public hearing. Many in the Irish Hills expressed their concerns about pollution. Among them was lifelong resident Tim Porter. He came away from the meeting less than satisfied.
One thing that did get under my skin a bit is we were told by West Bay that the waste would not stay here. The waste would be taken to already established and proven deep injection wells, and then all of a sudden they wanted to put two here. To me, that says a little bit about a company. You know, stick to your word, and I will, you know, do my best to take things objectively. And that did not set well with me.
Tim Baker asserts that if the disposal wells are dug in the area, they'll be built with multiple sealed layers to prevent the brine from leaching. Above all, he says, West Bay will not use a highly controversial method to force the brine underground.
We've done compatibility testing to make sure that the brine's compatible. We make sure that the brine is not injected at high pressures that would fracture the rock.
So you don't want to accidentally frack?
That's right. We don't want to frack. You definitely don't want to do that. You want to make sure you know where the fluid is going. And, you know, to that end, I think people think about their groundwater, their air quality. They think about the trucks, of course, and that's what we're after with the brine wells.
The Michigan Department of Environmental Quality would regulate West Bay's two brine wells, just as it does with more than 600 similar sites across the state. Field geologist Christy Shimko oversees that function in Jackson County. She says the brine would be stored far below the groundwater table, so there's no cause for alarm.
Most of the concerns you hear over the internet are just word of mouth. It's just misunderstanding that it's not occurring in Michigan. So we have a safe track record. This can be done feasibly, economically, and safe. So both sides can be mutually happy.
But happiness is a relative term, especially when economics and environmentalism collide. Some landowners in Irish Hills are leasing their property to the oil companies in exchange for their share of the royalties. Others are holding their ground on philosophical reasons. John Bancroft, the retired teacher, has seen this scenario before. He's taught it from books, and now he's watching it from his backyard.
This is a conflict, and it's always been in this country, okay? And it's how we manage it is important.
The EPA's public hearing on West Bay Exploration's injection well permit will be held Tuesday night at 6 at Columbia Center High School in Brooklyn. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.